We just talked Georgia Tech basketball. Now we talk Georgia Tech football. We are joined by the head coach there. He was named head coach on December 7th, 15-10 in a pair of bowl appearances in two seasons as Temple head coach. 15 wins is the most ever by a Temple head coach in his first 2 years. He had a couple of stints as an assistant at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech coming off a 7-6 season. They open up against Clemson on August 29th. Jeff Collins is my guest. Jeff, I was saying, you and I were laughing during the break, you have to follow Pastner, but Pastner had to follow Calipari at Memphis.
Right.
Yeah, this is not easy.
Yeah, this is an honor to be on this show with you. I'm a huge fan, and this is kind of a surreal experience. I still remember when the Bills and the Cowboys played in the Super Bowl in Atlanta.
My man.
I was in college and came and experienced it. So to be on your show, it's a huge honor.
I absolutely love that you mentioned that. Do you remember that? Because I don't want to date myself, but I've been talking about it in the week leading up to it. I was here that week.
Right.
I covered the game that week. Man, it was cold. I mean, that ice storm was unlike any ice storm. What do you remember about that week?
Yeah, just being here and going through the NFL experience and, you know, being around the game. You know, I'm a huge college football fan, NFL fan, and now be here. This is a surreal experience.
Hey, you want surreal. Jeff, what about the fact that you played in Bobby Dodd Stadium as a member of the Western Carolina Catamounts back in 89?
Yep.
Now, if I told you that day, after that game, that you would be here as head coach of Georgia Tech 30 years later, what would you have said?
Yeah, absolutely not. You know, when I was a graduate assistant at Georgia Tech in the late 90s, early 2000s with George O'Leary, I kind of crystallized that I wanted to do this one day and be the head coach here, but still, you know, going around Atlanta, seeing my face up on the billboards around 285, it's still very surreal that this is happening, but I'm having an absolute blast doing it.
Jeff Collins is the head football coach at Georgia Tech. Now, you mentioned O'Leary. When you were a graduate assistant of his, and he was the head coach, you kept trying to convince him to let you recruit. Tell me about the conversations. What were they like, and what gave you confidence that you could go into somebody's living room and come back with a recruit?
Yeah, so I was a Division III coach. Albright College, we signed 82 kids. I signed 45 of them before I got my job at Georgia Tech. First year, I asked Coach O'Leary, as a graduate assistant, if I could recruit, and he just shushed me away and pushed me back in a corner to break down some more film. The next year, I asked him again, and he was like, all right, wise guy, you know, we have 6 primary states that we recruit. You can have the other 44. And, you know, he thought that would shut me up. But we signed 5 kids out of those 44 states, and the very next year he promoted me to full-time as the tight ends coach.
Yeah, it's probably similar to what I went through. When I worked at ESPN back in the day, I wanted to get one of those so-called Sunday night conversations, and they gave me the same thing, like, really, you want that? You want that? All right, here's 5 guys. If you can get any one of them, you can have that. But there were 5 guys that they could never get, so we went out there and we turned a few of them. How did you approach those 6 states when you got that opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. I just was relentless. GAs back then couldn't make phone calls, so I was just a incessant letter writer, and I'd probably send about 5 letters a day through the snail mail, and I got them to, you know, have interest in Georgia Tech, and we ended up getting them, signing them, and they had great careers for us.
We're talking Georgia Tech football. Now, as you talked about, when you were here, Georgia Tech was a top 10 team.
Yep.
They were playing for ACC championships. As you look at the work in front of you, what's it going to take to get back to that spot? Is it a total rebuild, or can you turn this thing around quicker than that?
Yeah, just a big thing with me is just culture and branding. You know, I've been here when Georgia Tech was in the forefront of the conversation in college football. College game day was here. The primetime games are in Bobby Dodd Stadium. So I've seen it happen at this place, and I know we're going to get it back there. But it's all about culture. It's all about recruiting, and we're doing a great job. Hired an unbelievable staff of great men, relentless recruiters. They're going to help bring the talent back to the ATL.
The next head coach in any sport whatsoever that does not reference culture on this show will be the first.
Right.
I mean, culture is the buzz term, and understandably so. What does that mean to you? What does a Georgia Tech culture look like under Jeff Collins?
Yeah, innovative, playing with relentless effort, positive attitude, positive energy in every single thing that you do. We're going to attack everything that we have involved in the organization, and that starts with recruiting. That starts with our workouts. We were 5:30 Saturday morning doing a Game of Thrones workout in and around.
What is that?
It's just mayhem. There were 10 stations all over the campus, and for about an hour and a half, we got after it. Every single member of our staff, other than our full-time coaches, were dressed in as Game of Thrones characters, and just having fun, having excitement, working really, really hard, but you can have fun while you work hard, and we're doing that.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you made a point that having fun doesn't mean you don't care. Having fun doesn't mean you don't grind. Yep. And a lot of coaches seem to run from fun like it's the plague or something, and they treat college football like a job, you know, like a job or a career. And even worse than that, how do you go about balancing it out, fun but getting the work done?
Yeah, the big thing, I think you can have a lot of fun. There's a borderline between having fun, having energy, and having juice, and being silly. So we make sure we have that line set that we're going to do everything the right way, but we're going to have energy, we're going to have music, we're going to have, you know, just a lot of excitement surrounding our program, and I think the guys feed off of it. I mean, this is the music capital of the Southeast, actually the movie capital of the Southeast, so, you know, we're just going to have a lot of fun embracing that culture.
You mentioned juice. What does juice look like? What's it feel like? How does it show up?
You can just tell. It's people that have positive energy, excitement. When they walk into the facility, they walk into the building, you know, they want to be there. They want to excel. They want to work hard, but they want to positively affect their teammates. And the coaches that I've hired, I've been blessed to hire, have all of those traits and bring it out in their players. And, you know, so just getting to work together, we're doing that.
Georgia Tech head football coach Jeff Collins joins me on the row. Now, you talk about a guy who looks like he's not having a whole hell of a lot of fun. I could be wrong. Nick Saban does not look like he's having fun. You work for Nick. Is he having more fun than he lets on? And what was your biggest takeaway from being with him?
Yeah, I was blessed to be with him. 2007, we put together arguably one of the best recruiting classes in the history of the game. And learned so much structurally, organizationally, and how to deal with different parts of the organization. And, you know, I loved working for him. He coaches the defensive backs. I coach the defensive backs at Georgia Tech, and I did at Temple, and I take a lot of pride in that. I think the world of him.
Is he tough on the staff? Was he tough on you?
He is. It just, you know, holds everybody accountable. Everybody has an assignment. Everybody has a responsibility, and he does a remarkable job of just making sure, you know, that people are doing their job and following through in the mission of the organization.
You know, one more thought about him. He talks about the process. Well, he doesn't. Everybody talks about his process. Is his process so different from yours? Is it so different from other people's? I mean, is the process not attention to detail,
right?
Work really hard every single day. I mean, isn't that the process?
Yeah, so the beautiful thing, I've learned so much. I've been in with Dan Mullen at the University of Florida, at Mississippi State, and he had been with Urban Meyer. So that tree, I've been blessed to be in the Urban Meyer tree. I've been blessed to be in the Nick Saban tree and kind of blended those things. But the big thing is kids these days know if you're genuine or they know if you're fake. And so the big thing I do is try to be true to my personality, but still use the great things that I've learned from the great coaches that I've been able to work for.
What was the experience in Stark Vegas like? It's an amazing place, right?
It is. The cowbells, I think I still have echoes from the cowbells from being 4 years there. My last year there, we were number one in the country for 10 weeks. Dak Prescott was our quarterback. Benardrick McKinney was a middle linebacker. We had a really good team and a really good culture. And the whole off-season conditioning program at Georgia Tech, and it was at Temple as well, is based on that off-season conditioning setup that we did.
How different a guy is Dak? What was he like to coach?
So we have a saying in our organization, you can either be a great leader or you can be a great teammate. Those are the only two things you can be. But you can never be a great leader unless you're first a great teammate. Dak Prescott was one of the greatest teammates I've ever been around. First in the building, last one to leave. Always ate last, make sure his guys were taken care of. And it was an honor to be around him. We divide up the teams in the offseason in 10 different teams throughout the organization. The captains pick who's on their team. And one of my claims to fame is the last year there, I was Dak's first pick to be in the offseason teams, and we won the offseason.
That's great.
And so that was a little claim to fame for me.
That's a good one. Jeff Collins joining us. You know, you mentioned leadership. I'm fascinated by leadership. I'm sure you think about leadership quite a bit, have read up quite a bit on leadership. In terms of great leaders, are they made or are they born?
A little bit of both. I think you can, you know, work on your strengths, work on your weaknesses. You know, we try to educate our guys every single day on what they need to either be a great leader or to be a great teammate. I do think there's an inherent quality to being an exceptional leader, but there are always things that you can improve on. I try to improve on them every single day, and we try to educate our leaders in that way as well.
Do you need to make a lot of great plays in order to be a great leader?
No, I don't think the playing has anything to do with it. I think that gives you a little more street cred at times. But some of the greatest leaders that I've been around are the role players. They're the guys that are, you know, in the trenches doing the dirty work. And I don't get a lot of recognition, but they're the ones that really set the tone for your program.
Can you be a great leader if you do not go to the Waffle House? My man, you are a legendary Waffle House practitioner.
There's no doubt.
When did that start?
So I've always been a Waffle House guy ever since I was a little kid growing up in East Atlanta. And then being up in Philadelphia for the last 2 years, you had to drive an hour and 15 minutes to Delaware to go to a Waffle House, which I used to do.
Did you? I did.
There's even a YouTube video of us going and getting a cheesesteak omelet at the Waffle House in Wilmington, Delaware. But then I just came back to Atlanta, and I'd missed it so much. I think the first 9 days as the head coach at Georgia Tech, I was eating breakfast in the Waffle House. So
you had some catching up to do. Listen, I'm a West Coast guy, so I don't know a lot about it, and I think a lot of people listening or watching may not know about it. For those who have not had the pleasure of dining at a Waffle House, how would you describe the experience?
It's beautiful. You know, Anthony Bourdain and, you know, one of his shows, one of the greatest three-minute segments in any of his shows was his experience at a Waffle House. So people go YouTube it, and, you know, it's just a great place. Just you feel at home, and the food is unbelievable.
So most importantly, is ending your day the perfect way to end your day at a Waffle House, or is it starting your day at the Waffle House?
100% starting your day. You know, I'm an early riser. I'm up 4:30, 4:45, and invariably I end up at one of those great establishments. You know, the yellow and the black and the Georgia Tech colors, you know, kind of speak to you a little bit.
All right, so you open up against Clemson. Before you go, let me ask you about that. It's not that you need your guys to be motivated, but knowing that that's how you open up the season, does that give everybody a little more juice every single day in the offseason?
I think so, and I think that's with any program. If you've got an elite competitor that you're going against to open the season, you know, I think it heightens your focus. And, you know, coming off their great win and their great season, and they've got mostly everybody back. So it's a huge challenge for us. It's one that we're excited about. But the biggest thing for us is we have to take care of ourselves. We have to get better every single day throughout our program, you know, installing new offenses, new defenses, getting away, you know, from the triple option that's been in existence there for the last 11 years. We actually have tight ends on campus. There hasn't been a tight end recruited at Georgia Tech in 11 years. So just all of those things are going to be unique and going to be new. So we're just trying to embrace that every day and build our culture.
Can't wait to see how that looks. Jeff Collins is the head coach at Georgia Tech. He's been in that capacity now for less than 2 months, had a couple of really good years at Temple, and now a new beginning. Jeff, so good to see you. I really appreciate it. I can imagine what it must be like to be back home and to be the head coach. And 20 years ago, man, you were showing up here as a fan.
Right.
Now you dominate the row.
Yes, sir.
Really good to see you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks so much. Really well done. Good to talk some Georgia Tech sports, Georgia Tech basketball, Georgia Tech football as well. And they do open up against Clemson on August 29th.